Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is the season of giving and a time of generosity. The term generosity has a couple of related definitions and meanings. Generosity is the quality of being kind, understanding, and not selfish. It also has a definition related to money. Generosity is the virtue of being unattached to material possessions, often symbolized by the giving of gifts. Generosity is seen as a virtue around the globe and by most religions. The Bible refers to generosity as charity. Jesus apparently said it's better to give than receive. Buddhism calls generosity one of the 10 perfections and the only antidote to the poison of greed. Islam states that whatever one gives generously, God will replace it. Our seasonal view of generosity is somewhat shaped by Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol. Ebenezer Scrooge was stingy, miserly, envious, petty. He gets angry when people wish him Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. He believes the needy are trying to pick his pockets, and his employees are under constant threat of being fired, apparently as a way to increase productivity. Seeing the ghost of his dead, miserly partner is not enough to shake him, so he has a series of spiritual encounters that help him analyze his life, take a personal inventory, and make an adjustment. Sounds like Alcoholics Anonymous. Anyway, Dickens practiced what he preached, became a very charitable man, using the wealth he had accumulated from his novels. In A Christmas Carol, he wanted people to honestly look at how they viewed their fellow man and look at generosity year-round, not just one month out of the year. Our personal views of generosity are shaped by our parents. Even poor families can be generous. It's all relative. Donating to a church, helping a family in need, giving someone a roof, a warm bed, sharing a meal. Those are all forms of generosity that poor people do all the time. Growing up, some of us were warned not to be too generous. Describing a person as generous to a fault was bad, viewed as a person who ignored their own needs for others. He'd give you the shirt off his back. Well, yeah, he's a great guy, but he's cold. He doesn't have a shirt. Generosity begins at home is true, but it's also a justification for not being generous. And then the whole judgment of whether someone is worthy of charity. Scrooge justified his stinginess by deciding the poor were not worthy. We all have our preferences and biases, even if we don't verbalize those words. I believe some of the appeal of supporting abandoned dogs is the clarity that those dogs had nothing to do with their current situation. People are still a little suspicious of abandoned cats, though. It's hard to talk to others about generosity. They get defensive or guilty. You get defensive or guilty. It's easier to just not bring it up, but you might be surprised. Generosity is a personal gain, not a loss. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.